In this bulletin, temperatures set to rise to above 40 in southeastern Australia today. US President Donald Trump condemns anti-Semitism after a knife attack in a Jewish community. And in tennis, Andy Murray says he won't play at the Australian Open next year because of injury. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia is facing an extreme weather day again this summer, with the southeast expecting temperatures above 40 degrees. The fire risk in Victoria has already prompted the cancellation of a music festival at Lawn and orders for people to leave East Gippsland. Two out-of-control fires have merged in Victoria's east and the evacuation orders remain in place with emergency warnings. Victorian Government Minister Lisa Neville says the community needs to listen to authorities' advice.
But we're going to have many more days and many more weeks like this. It is going to get hotter, it is going to get drier, and these fire conditions and the risks around heat are going to continue to increase. We will have CFA volunteers out there, CFA career staff, MFB staff, we will have our SES staff out there, our forest fire management staff and volunteers out there, right across the state protecting our communities. But we cannot put our firefighters at risk.
The mercury is also set to soar in both Adelaide and Hobart, while in New South Wales, temperatures will start building, leading to high fire danger on Tuesday. New South Wales Rural Fire Services Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says he's aware of a potentially volatile southerly wind change tomorrow.
Obviously, we'll be working with the Bureau of Meteorology closer to Tuesday and ahead of New Year's Eve. But at this stage, we are expecting the southerly change to start moving up through the coast, probably start impacting into the Sydney Basin somewhere around about 7 o'clock in the evening and moving through over a couple of hours.
And New South Wales Rural Fire Services confirmed 911 homes have been lost in this season's fires. More than 350 homes have been damaged during the bushfire period so far, which is set to continue. Meantime, air pollution in southwest Sydney is at hazardous levels and the haze is particularly harmful to those with pre-existing conditions. A man accused of stabbing five people in Northern New York City Jewish community has been arrested and has pleaded not guilty. 37-year-old Grafton E. Thomas has been taken into police custody after the attack at a rabbi's home during a Hanukkah celebration on Saturday. Police Chief Brad Whittle says a witness recorded a car number plate which allowed officers to search the license system and react quickly. Before the arraignment, Mr. Whittle outlined the charges facing the accused man.
He's currently being held at our police headquarters. He will be arraigned at some point later today. And he will be facing five counts of attempted murder and one count of burglary first degree.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo is describing the alleged crime as an act of domestic terrorism.
The situation has gotten so bad, frankly, that we have to increase our legal enforcement, not just with more police, but we have to change the laws to call this what it is. This is terrorism.
And President Donald Trump has condemned the attack and says the US must eradicate the evil scourge of anti-Semitism. Still overseas, and at least two people have died and a third has been severely injured in a US church shooting. Police have praised parishioners who reportedly responded to the gunman shooting him in Texas at a church. Authorities say one person is in a critical condition and two others have suffered minor injuries. The regional director of Texas Public Safety, Jeff Williams, says the public has gotten used to these tragedies.
It's a terrible situation, especially during the holiday season. I would like to point out that we have a couple of heroic parishioners who stopped short of just anything that you could even imagine and saved countless lives, and our hearts are going out to them and their families as well.
In tennis, Britain's Andy Murray has pulled out of next month's Australian Open because of a pelvic injury. The former world number one has been making a comeback to the men's singles game after having a hip surgery shortly after last year's Asia Pacific Grand Slam. Murray's team says it wasn't an easy decision, but the 32-year-old will not travel to Melbourne for the tournament because his injury sustained at the end of the season has not improved. The Australian Open begins on the 20th of January, 2020. The weather now for the rest of today. Cloud clearing in Perth, 26. Very hot for Adelaide. It's 40 degrees there. Hotter weather too for Melbourne, 43. Late storms for Hobart, also hot and 40. The hot weather continues in Canberra, 39 degrees. In Wollongong, partly cloudy with smoke, haze, 30 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 28. It's 35 degrees and sunny in Newcastle. In Brisbane, it's partly cloudy and 30. In Cairns, a possible shower and 31. And possible showers and a storm, 35 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.